Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. 2024 has been a hot year so far for our state's thermometer and economy. But could the business climate be cooling soon? Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you very much on this hot, humid summer day.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is South Carolina after all. So tell us what you see as we're now, the second half of the year is already moving along fast.
Right. Well, the question is, the temperature climate-wise is increasing. The issue is, will the economy cool off a little bit? And I think that's what everyone's supposedly hoping for because of the way the Fed may or may not respond to it. So here we are. First quarter GDP went up 1.4%, which was kind of lackluster. But then the second quarter is coming in around 2.8% as a preliminary estimate. And it's like, wait a minute, maybe we aren't cooling off. And here we are with the inflation numbers still hovering around 3%. So inflation is still out there. We're hoping it'll cool off. The labor market keeps surprising people also. The unemployment rate hasn't taken off, and we keep generating jobs, not only nationally, but certainly in South Carolina. We've had higher than expected job growth this year so far, 2.4%. That's a lot better than the 1.92% that some of us were talking about a year ago. So it's not clear that the economy is actually cooling off that much, although the climate temperature seems to be rising.
Well, do you see wage growth keeping up with inflation?
That's an interesting point, and that's the hope for everyone that's working, is will my wages keep up with the increase in prices? Atlanta Fed just came out with an interesting report. Wages have been going up, at least in the Atlanta district. We're, of course, in the Richmond district, but our wages have increased. But more importantly, they're pointing out that productivity has also increased, which is a very good sign, because that kind of implies that firms can afford the increase in wages because of increased productivity, not just because of the increase in sales price due to inflation.
Okay, so that's pretty good news then. How about the labor participation rate? Because that seems to be an important factor as well.
Right, that's important, but I don't see much changing in that. We are coming into another influx of people hitting the age of 65, another retirement push coming in. There are more people of that age group, younger people, and that's going to affect the job market also. But the way that's going to affect the job market is it's going to drive up wages.
Well, I mean, and of course, that's good for the wage earners, but maybe it might affect inflation as well.
Yes. Now, the question is, are wages going up faster than inflation, or is it the other way around? So far, wages have not been growing as fast as inflation. So there's a catch-up factor that has to come into play. Wages could continue to rise, and there are still some people that would be behind the curve in terms of inflation. So we've got a ways to go on that, or inflation has to really drop. And remember, inflation dropping just means prices aren't going up as fast as they used to. No one's talking about prices actually dropping below where they are. They're just saying they're not going to go up as fast.
And so the bottom line, do you expect the economy to cool down towards the end of the year and maybe interest rates come back as well?
Well, so far, interest rates are a function of what the Federal Reserve decides to do. And so everyone's reading tea leaves there. We're back to the old, you know, looking at what Greenspan used to do. And everyone looked at the size of his attaché case as he came out of the meetings as the indicator for what the Fed's going to do. I mean, we got all sorts of crazy indicators, the old hemline theory. I mean, so now it's like, what is Jerome Powell looking at? And that's everyone's guessing game on that one. They're clearly looking at, though, the two things that they need to focus on, which is economic development and growth, so that's GDP and employment, and then also inflation. So the question is, how do they put that into the mixer, blend it together, and come up with an answer? Right now, it seems like the consensus is if inflation moderates more, that the Fed will actually begin to lower interest rates.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for your time and the update.
Well, thank you. Try to stay cool.
Yes, indeed. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis and professor of economics at the College of Charleston, where he joined us from by phone. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.